Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
I'm over decent.
Yes, sir. Let's get this shit up. All right, man. I know you like to have fun, man. So we're gonna mix it up today, man.
But
pop some shit. Damn.
Well, what the fuck was that?
My light.
Hell no. Man, toast. Fuck toast.
Toast good as shit, boy.
That shit not good, man.
That shit you ate because they gave you some cold ass food.
Gang, I done ate a lot of cold food plenty of times. And cold food I'll sometimes be better than hot food.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't even give a fuck that much to even take up for them niggas. So
yeah, right.
Fuck them niggas too. But
that's bad advertisement, bro.
What's bad advertisement?
Saying fuck another black on, they black on business.
You funny. you a trolling ass nigga. I ain't saying that on camera because I love them people and I know the owner. He cool.
Damn. Toast.
Oh, wow. I ain't even do all that. I ain't even say the name. I ain't even know what we talking about.
That's crazy. I fuck with Toast. Especially I know they black now.
I'm editing this shit, so fuck you talking about? You can have all that. Yo. Oh, man, y'all ready? Let's get this shit popping, man. What's popping? You know what time it is. Your boy, Mr. J Hill, J Hill Podcast. We in the building. Special guest to my left, straight out of Westside, Chicago.
Duh, dummy.
My guy, Vaughn. What did you say?
I used to say that in Chicago back in the day. Duh, dummy.
Nah, that's some Baltimore shit. That's why I asked you that. We say dummy.
Y'all do?
Yeah.
But now doing the rack, though. Like back in the day, like how they say something for like they're just on some cool shit like duh dummy.
Nah, so it ain't like a duh. We just say dummy like it's a term of endearment. Like a nigga will pull up to you like yo, what up, dummy?
Yeah.
See, I'm old though. Like I'm like probably like 10 plus years older than
you. No, you're not, bro. You're not that
bro,
old.
Bro, you like 20. Fuck, you like 17.
I'm 21. I just turned 21.
17, 21, 16. She all the same.
Nah, hell no, it's not. No, the fuck, it's not.
It's damn near nowadays.
No, not the lifestyle we live. Hell no. When you were 16, you can run wild. 17, got to slow down. 18, you can go to that county. Got to slow down.
Okay, okay.
19, slow down. But you can still be doing what you're doing. 20, you got one more year till you got to get on your shit to be a grown man. At 21, can't be doing that little boy shit no more. You grown as hell.
Nah, that's a fact. I feel like, I mean, shit, Chicago, Baltimore, Philly, it's a couple other cities. It's not too many like us, but I feel like even when you're young, they get niggas grown up time.
No, not in Chicago.
No? No, I don't know a couple niggas that got like grown man sentences.
Like when they was what age?
Probably like 16.
No, that's unheard of in Chicago.
For real?
Yeah, you can get like juvenile life and shit.
Until you're 21?
Yeah.
You think that's why so many people be on just going crazy?
Now, some niggas don't really know, some juveniles don't really know about like shit like that. Cause I ain't know that when I was a juvenile. Mm. If I would knew that when I was a juvenile, no telling what the fuck I would have did.
Y'all niggas is crazy, man.
And just knowing I'm finna get juvenile life.
Yo, when you first jumped out the porch, right? You wanna get into the music and shit. I see you got a lot of motion right now.
Mm-hmm.
You was stealing cars at a point.
Yeah.
When it go from stealing cars to like sliding?
That shit go hand to hand. You can't slide without a stolen car.
But I'm saying far as like just your choice of BS for lack of better words, criminal activity.
Like you saying like what's making me get on that basically?
Yeah, like when did it change or why? Like what made you change?
People dying. That's it. That's it. That's all. The wrong person dying.
Mm.
Losing family, friends. That's really it.
I only ask that because, like, bro, from all the interviews, the research I did, it seemed like you were a smart young man.
Yeah, I'm smart. Everybody on the internet think I'm just so dumb, though. Like, I'm really the total opposite of what they say on the internet. That should be funny as hell.
You can't tell me. So you mean to tell me you don't know why
people be saying I'm dumb?
Yeah, come on.
Now, I be looking at them like they ass dumb from thinking I'm dumb, shit. That's on y'all, shit.
But you can't picture no reason why they could say that. No, none at all.
I can see, but then it's like some people don't got no brain. They ass don't think like, oh shit. People stupid as hell. Mm. People believe anything they see on the internet.
You think you play into it because it worked?
No, this is just how I am. This is just how I act. So I don't be thinking like, oh, I'm finna come up with this and do this and make them think this. Mm. I just go with what it go and shit, it fold out, half fold out.
Yo, what do you think? What's so different or what's so unique about Chicago? Like, cause I don't want to ask the same question everybody asks about 1700, the West Side and South Side and shit like that.
What's so different about Chicago? It's just niggas just different. Mentality different, breeds different. Chicago niggas just different. You got some niggas that's different on different type of level. You got niggas on a different type of level of dirty. You got niggas on a different type of level of stealing or killing or getting money, all type of shit. It's just, these niggas just different. That's it. Chicago people just different. You will never know what a motherfucker got up their sleeve in Chicago.
Nah, facts. And you said you from the West Side, right?
Yeah.
1700, right?
Yeah.
I feel like one thing that was universal for West Side across all nations is like West Side niggas. I'm from over West.
Yeah.
West Side niggas always was like fly niggas and get money niggas.
Facts.
Yeah. But I feel like in Chicago it changed a little bit.
Hell, no, it changed in the middle, like a certain point in time. Like at first it was Chief Keef and Lil Durk and all them people, and they was, everybody thought Chicago was just the worst place of all time because they was glorifying the South Side and all they was known for was killing motherfuckers and gangbanging. Like, you don't see Chief keeping them back in the day talking about no money or shit or, like, having that shit. They look dirty as hell, ready to throw away their life and just... So everybody thought it was the whole Chicago like that, when deep down in reality, on the West Side, it's turned. But then, as the years went, it switched. It went to the South Side niggas being all about money, and now the West Side motherfuckers just want to kill motherfuckers. Mm. Like, that shit just numb as hell.
But you still be in the trenches, though.
Yeah.
For what?
Ain't nothing like the trenches.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like we know where I don't gotta have this conversation. I don't gotta name everybody that went back home and lost their life just from being home.
9 times out of 10, I don't wanna speak on nobody's situation, but every time somebody went back home, they did some dumb shit and did some shit like, you know, you don't supposed to be doing. Like, you know, like, you just gotta know how to move. Like, that's what I be saying about people. Like, people don't be using their head. When I go to the rack, I don't know how to move. Everything is all about knowing how to move and knowing what's going on. Niggas don't even be aware. Niggas be ready to die. I ain't gonna lie. Niggas be living life like they ready to die. Mm. So,
you think the music influenced that though? Because I mean, we can't ignore like the drill music that we listening to that you making.
Yeah,
that shit sound good, but a lot of that shit be beef oriented. It be a lot of like violence in it, and it's like, I mean, shit, if a nigga talk about your eyes, then we gotta be about that, right?
Yeah. I said the music gave it a boost, but people been wanting to hurt people before the songs came out. The songs just make you want to go hurt a motherfucker even more, so.
Hmm. What did that
gave it
from?
A little boost, though.
Like, the shit you got into, we don't gotta, like, talk about who, where, I don't really care about that. But far as the beef that you seen yourself get into coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think it came from? Because shit, this shit go back way further than you.
I was just finna say, I ain't never seen myself as, I'm like, oh, I'm getting myself into some beef. It was like, shit, I'm in the beef. Shit, like, I ain't like, oh, I'm like, it's taking steps to getting into beef. Like, when you getting into it, like, damn, you had to do something to these niggas, and now these niggas done got mad, and now you in the middle of some shit. It was like, we was like forced to, like, you gotta be in this shit. Ain't no breaking down the situation and see, like, how can we not be into it with these niggas? Or, you know, it's like, we got to be into it with these niggas. Like, people just be killing the wrong people. That's just
it's almost like it's inherited. Yeah, like, you're born into it.
Yeah, it's like a cycle, basically. Shit.
So you're 21, bro. You're a man at this point.
Facts.
We can have a grown man conversation.
Facts.
At what point in time is it like, man, this shit is dumb. I'm tired of this shit.
We been knew it was dumb. Probably like my first time, like my second time going to jail. And I was like, I think I was 18 when I went that second time. And that's when I realized, like, this shit watered down. Like, we been watching the other motherfuckers before us, and we think, like, oh, we finna be just like that, 10 times better. And by the time we get ready to do it, this shit watered down. We can't even do it no more. It's not like back in the day. It's not how we thought it was. We got to do way more shit than they had to do back in the day. So it's like, this shit really watered down, and that shit dumb. Just like you just said, that shit dumb.
So I hear that, right?
Yeah.
But you got booked for the last time that you talk about, it was something serious, but this time you ain't even steal a car. You got caught in a stolo.
No, the last time I got booked like right before, like when the Mister I was blowing up, but it wasn't for no crazy shit.
Somebody else stole it, right? You was in the stolo.
No, that was the time before, right when I got out, then I got locked up right while I was like in the middle of blowing up.
What was the last one then?
I got locked up in like April, like right before my birthday.
What was that?
Before my brother's birthday. It was for some other silly shit, but I got right out though.
And that's the one that really like.
No, I've been already knew what was going on. But the one you talking about, that was when I was 19.
Because I feel like you was on wax saying like that was the one that made you open your eyes.
Yeah.
But we here. We got to talk some real nigga shit, some real man to man shit.
Oh, well, shit.
Because I feel like after that, bullshit still was on.
Yeah, facts. Facts, facts. Bullshit always going to be on this. In your city, in your whole town, like you say, city, bullshit always going to be on. It's going to be happening. Some bullshit going to happen. Like, it's like that shit just going to happen. It don't matter what you try to do to dodge. It's some dumb shit going to happen. But, shit. I don't really know how to explain this shit. I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Doing what I was doing, but at the wrong place in the wrong time, though. So it's like, I don't know. That's what came with the shit. That's what came with doing what I was doing. So when it happened, and it went the way it went and shit, and they end up letting me out and shit. I've been saying, like, I'm done because I got two gun cases on my background. So if I get caught with another gun, I'm an armed habitual. So I'm going to have to do, I think I'm habitual, like, 7 to 14, right? 6 to 30. I'm a bitch with 6 to 30. So they can give me 6 to 30 years if I get caught with another gun on bro. So it's like I was supposed to been. I already chilled out.
Tell them, come
on. Then I get booked for that dumbass armed robbery shit and the stolen car. So that's 21 to 45. And I don't think they were trying to charge me with the gun. They were just trying to charge me with the robbery. So, boom. I get out for that shit. I been knew it was like time to stop, but once I all knew I was smoked for that 21 to 45, and it was 7 robberies. So imagine being 21. What's 21 45 times 7? We'd just do 21 times 7.
Like 28. Well, not times 7? 21 times 7? Nigga, I don't know. I'm not about to do that on camera.
That's what I'm saying.
21 plus 7 is 28. Like, no, nigga, I don't know.
So I was like, I've been had my mind made up, though.
What you say? What is it? 147.
So I would have been probably doing, they probably weren't going to give me the 147 years. They probably gonna run it together, like run the cases concurrent and shit. And I was gonna have to do something like 14, 19, 20 years for some dumbass armed robberies I ain't even do. And then, you know, for armed robbery, all it take is for a motherfucker just to come say it was you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing it take. So I could have got the luck of a random motherfucker just saying, yeah, I look like any random black motherfucker in Chicago.
And I was at 19?
No, I was 20. I was 20.
All right, that puts some things in perspective. You was 20.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to bring something. Karen, when did you do this Adam 22 interview?
I was 21.
So you was 20, facing all of that time.
Mm-hmm.
And you go on this white man platform.
Mm-hmm.
And just troll.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
There don't be shit else to do but troll.
Nigga, I can troll what? That's up. Your life you trolling with now.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Yeah, I got to...
Explain
I
it.
To like getting into it.
Explain
no,
it.
No, it's not though. I get into this segment, then I'm gonna have to get into this segment, then break it down for this.
Nah,
then
you're gonna be know.
Like all that. No, nah, that's dumb as hell. But it's like just certain shit ain't gonna go how people think it's gonna go. Like, it's not.
I get that. So I'm saying, why give a nigga the opportunity? Like, cause these niggas don't give a fuck about us.
I know that already.
So why give a nigga opportunity to even
Adam
like-
Fo, look. Adam, no jumper, that's what they supposed to do, make this shit look like this, so you can't get mad at a motherfucker for doing their job.
I'm not mad at him.
Yeah, fact.
Respectfully, fuck that.
Mad at me.
You come from Chicago. Right. I'm from Baltimore.
Fact.
You getting on this platform saying some shit like that, trolling or not? I'm like, bro, why are we even doing that? Mm-hmm. When you know what, bro, you got more to lose than everybody. All these other niggas.
Yeah,
and that's where I'm coming from. Like, I ain't mean to get into like fuck these cameras and shit, bro. Like, you really one of them niggas, bro. You come from Chicago. Like, we know what the fuck come from there. You get what I'm saying? We know what happens in there for real. Right. Like, these entertainment shit, like, that shit is one thing for likes, you get what I'm saying? So when I look at it, like, I ain't gonna lie, that shit, like, it got me feeling the way right now, because I'm looking at it, like, that shit is hurtful, because, like, you really got a future, you feel me? And, like, I know, like, I understand you trolling, but, like, we see what's happening in jail, like, right now, niggas is getting life.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And I ain't trying to, like, preach and shit like that, but it's, like, my mind, I'm like, what's going through your mind, like what's happening in that moment?
You trying to get straight to the point. I'm going to give it to you like this. In Chicago, gang, it happened before, but you ain't never heard of no motherfucker, oh, they got a Rico off rap. Never heard of no dumb shit like that. So if they decide that they want to start giving me a Rico, the first one, just make it make sense. I don't know how, but just make it make sense. So I feel like I can do whatever the fuck I want to do, say whatever the fuck I want to say.
Hmm.
I ain't never seen nobody get locked up for going on an interview. Well, I seen it, but that's just what probably the time stamp they have. And they probably was meant to lock them up last week, but they went to go do the interview. So now when they come back to the rack, oh, they really on them. And now they just locked them up.
Nah, that makes sense. And even like from the trolling shit, right? Like, not get out my way, get out my own way on some old head shit. But I understand like the marketing aspect of it. Like, that shit get clicks.
I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't even never thinking. I was just up there talking to him. Just running my mouth. I was bored as hell in California. So it was like, I'm finna go do this interview with Adam.
Mm.
Ain't shit to do, just troll. What else I was supposed to get up there and do? Rap? Hell no.
You funny as shit.
We was talking and I was trolling with his ass. I was really picking his brain. Everything he said, he just blew it out. Everything I said, he blew it out of proportion. And it wasn't even really that much. And you see what it did on the internet.
Yeah,
it
went crazy.
Everybody thinking like, oh. So it's like,
I seen somewhere you said when it come to the young niggas that's like coming after you, y'all don't even let them be on no shit.
Yeah, the ones in our hood, but they don't listen though. Like, probably right now they probably doing some stupid shit, but when we come back they know that shit be over with. Like, when I be in the rack, we be chilling in the studio. They don't be on no dumb shit. They just want to be around us for real. And then when they not around us, they want to do what they seen us do. So they think like, if we do this, we can go be around them. They gonna bring us with them and shit, but it ain't even really that deep.
I'm curious, what happened to you when you was coming up? What was the old heads doing with y'all?
A lot of them went to jail, literally. A lot of them went to jail. And now they just now getting out, so now they can't. We ain't had nobody to tell us to do this or do that and da 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 da. And the ones that was out, they asked us goofies and fakers, and we realized that, so we started doing what the fuck we wanted to do.
Mm. Yo, for the people that don't know, because I sometimes, like, because I do know, I overlook the important things. You talk about Chicago, and you talk about the South Side. We seen Chief Keef, Dirt, and them come up. But we ain't really see no real representation of, like,
the West Side.
If you had to compare or explain the difference outside of, like, just to get money and grimy and shit like that, how would you explain it for the world to really see it for somebody that never really been?
You can't really explain it. They just have to go, because there's a lot of shit that go on in Chicago. Like, and a lot of shit that go on in Chicago go on in different cities. It's just that motherfuckers just act like, I don't know how to explain that shit. But that shit ain't just nothing different from like your city. It's just probably at a higher level, for real.
Hmm.
For real.
When you say high level, like what?
Probably whatever y'all doing times 10.
From my city?
Shit, you from Baltimore? Hell yeah.
I don't know if I would say times 10.
I ain't gonna lie. The rack be going up.
And we ain't about to have a like pissing contest of like the worst city. That shit is fucking ignorant. But what I will say is, I don't understand it, cause like Chicago, y'all got a lot of niggas that came out of Chicago successful. Like in Baltimore, it ain't a lot of rappers. I feel like it's hard because it's hard to like.
Yeah, it's easy to blow up in Chicago. That's easiest thing to do, be a rapper or some shit in Chicago.
Why
everybody already in Chicago, motherfuckers already got clout. So it only take like that little push from your city to get you out your city. And now you like, you know?
You know, this might be crazy. I know you won't appreciate this. I feel like Chicago, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Chicago rap scene kind of remind me of like New York rap scene, like drill scene. I feel like
everybody beefing.
Yeah, and I feel like it's easy to like kind of come up when you like you just diss a set, and then like you could even if you're not beefing with another set, you could kind of like say that set, and then
gonna go up.
Yeah,
yeah, but a lot of motherfuckers in Chicago really know how to rap, so a lot of motherfuckers weren't really just off the back dissing like they first songs with disses. But that shit do help though when you diss a motherfucker. Though I ain't even gonna sit here and act like it don't. When you diss a motherfucker, that shit help.
I'm pretty sure y'all niggas got niggas dissing y'all. Just you ain't have no. You don't even know these niggas.
Hell yeah, that shit happened. I ain't gonna lie. It happened before when I won Famous, like when we had Hood Cloud and shit, but it wasn't that bad as now. Like now niggas just be picking. No. And then it's like, we in Chicago, so we can't say, oh, we ain't finna get into it with them niggas. Now we just gotta be into it with them because they picking at us. So now we gotta show y'all, like, why is y'all even doing
it? I mean, or you don't have to get into it, right?
No, we have to.
Because you know better now. It's like, man, I know y'all niggas, man. Y'all niggas, y'all trying to come up.
Exactly. But it's like, now this is what's finna get you trying to come up. Now your ass going down.
I feel it. I'm going to just charge that to trolling still. Yeah,
you just want to, you should have just did R&B music or something.
Yo, you funny as shit, bro. But I mean, why? Nigga, like, you came up, I want to make music like, you're an inspiration to these niggas. A lot of times, what they say? Imitation is the next thing to flattery, like is the closest thing to flattery.
Yeah.
So like you came up, I want to be like Vaughn.
Don't be like me, man. Not be like me. I'm a faker. I swear to God. What? I always tell people, if you want your chain to look like mine, tell your jeweler you want moissanite.
That ain't moissanite, my nigga.
You gonna be turnt.
That ain't moissanite.
I swear to God, if you get moissanite, you're going to go in the club, you're going to get so many hoes, nigga. I'm telling you. Moissanite chain. Tell your jeweler you want moissanite. Or just go get up with my jeweler if you want your chain to look like mine. Moissanite, water, diamonds.
Yo, curious, when it comes to Chicago and the music, right? I asked.
Bet.
Wait. I'm going to ask.
Huh? What are you saying? Hell no.
All right. So, because I don't be doing it, the internet shit, bro. I don't need to do that, bro.
No, yeah, I never heard that come on.
No, I was asking, because I'm about to ask a question.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Buka, right?
Boom.
And I asked him who had the biggest influence when it come to Chicago out of Chief Keef and Lil Durk. He said Lil Durk had the bigger influence.
That's cap. That's cap. But that's his homie, though, so I say my homie, too.
Is it even close, though?
Hell no. I ain't gonna lie. Hell no. Fool fucked up real people brains. I ain't gonna lie. Did you see the video of the Fool in college? He said, if I see another motherfucker talking sweet about Chief Keef, I'm fucking. You ain't never seen that video?
No, I don't think I might have. I might have. Now, go ahead. Keep going.
You ain't never seen nobody do that about Lil Durk, bro. But Lil Durk turned for sure. But the impact that motherfuckers had on Chicago would never be shit like Chief Keef. Chief Keef basically started the drill shit in Chicago. He was one of the first motherfuckers to take off.
How old was you when Chief Keef was coming up?
Gang. Chief Keef, I think like Macaroni Time and all that shit came out in like 2010. I was 7 years old. I was listening to that shit. Or 2013. I'm going to go to 2010 or 2013. Either way, I was 7 or 10 years old. And I was listening to that shit.
So you definitely say Chief Keef.
Yeah.
Who is somebody that never got a chance to, like, really come out of Chicago, but was, like, super big?
Lil Fo. My West.
Did somebody got killed, or?
No. I don't know what folks just fell off the face of the earth.
But you think he had, like, probably some of the biggest clout over West?
I'm not gonna lie, gang. It's a lot of motherfuckers. And I don't even want to get to saying their name, because that's gonna be, like, I'm making them look bad type shit. Cause
not
they
really.
Still around. Yes, it is.
But, if they had, that's you showing respect.
I ain't gonna lie. Sicko Mob, y'all probably not gonna know what I'm talking about though. But Sicko Mob, they had they got a Durk feature, ASAP Rocky feature. They had all type of shit back in the day. They had some hit songs. They could have been big as hell.
So since you was seven, that's crazy. Since you was seven or 10, whatever, y'all was already on a map. Like, y'all ain't never, like, was starving to have niggas come out of Chicago from your experience.
Hell no. It was motherfuckers from my hood trying to rap, but I ain't gonna lie, that shit never went nowhere. Never.
So what you think went wrong from your hood?
That shit was weak. They wasn't good, I ain't gonna lie.
That's it?
That's it, that's all.
I feel like hell no.
You. We can listen to the shit after, I'm telling you. You would have been like, yeah, nah, this wasn't going. Especially back in the time what they was competing with. It wasn't it. And, man, I don't even want to get into this. This wasn't it. If your music good, it's going to work on Bro Gray.
So if I'm thinking about it, right? So Chief Keef, he started the whole drill shit out of Chicago, right?
Fact.
Chief Keef is still, like, going strong. I feel like since then, so many people has tried to go to the drill route. But we see so many people lose their lives in it. Is that shit even worth it?
This is probably finna sound stupid, but if you get the money, then die, hell yeah, it's worth it. But if not, if you just die for this shit, not worth it. But when I say get the money and die, I mean like the real bag, not just sign a deal and then die, but like you make sure your family over situated off your situation, like, you know, so where your OG ain't gotta do shit and then you die.
I was curious, where does that come from? In Baltimore, we call it like Dukes, like Mom Dukes.
My Dukes, yeah, yeah. That's in the rack too.
What is like OG? Because I ain't know who you. Like, I had to listen a couple times.
OG, that's like your mama. That's your OG. That's who you listen to. These niggas on the street, not my OG. My OG is my mama.
That shit's just been something since you was young. I never heard
that's
of
the
that.
The old rack, like my OG. I'm finna call my OG. I'm finna ask my OG.
Damn, I never heard of that. That's crazy. That's cool. I fuck with that. Oh, yeah, we say like my Dukes.
Yeah, like, my Dukes cool. We be like my Dukes.
Yeah, we say my OG. Dukes. That's crazy. I feel like it's so many similarities when it comes to like Chicago and Baltimore.
Baltimore, yeah.
Yeah. But I've been to Chicago like one time. I was downtown. Only thing I saw was the motherfucking buildings was high as shit.
And then people always say, oh yeah, y'all got the best city. And we do got a good looking city. But soon as you go 10, 20 minutes off that E-way from downtown, OS is in the trenches.
Wait, explain it to me then. Is downtown technically still the city though, right?
Yeah.
So how far is like the closest hood to downtown?
Chief keeping them hood close to downtown. Nah, we not saying who's the closest. I'm just giving them an example.
Like how far is that?
Polo G hood literally closer to downtown, like 5-7 minutes, 10 minutes.
Okay.
But I'm trying to go off like what people would know, like out of like the state, like Chief keeping them hood close to downtown. 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
It's crazy because Chicago is a beautiful city, bro.
Thanks.
Like you come into Chicago, all the skyscrapers, like it's probably one of the best cities I've been to. Just to go 7 minutes out, you get your head knocked off. It's crazy. Crazy. Like imagine the tourists. So you're not like, I feel like niggas from the city can relate. We always want to go to a city, but I want to go to the hood.
Yeah. That's all I be trying to do. I be want to see what it's like. But I didn't went to a couple hoods though. I've been in the Philly hood. I've been
what hoods you been in?
St. Louis, Philly, a hood. I ain't been to Baltimore yet.
You gotta come to Baltimore.
But I'm finna go on tour though. When I go to tour, I'm going to the city. I think I've been to Cali. I've been in the hood in Cali.
California hood is different.
Yeah, facts.
I ain't gonna lie. I remember the first time I went to California, I couldn't understand it because like, we got projects. Like, I'm from the projects. So, like, all the hoods that I know is, like, projects. So, when you go to Cali, it's, like, real houses.
Yeah.
And I never understood how that could be the hood.
Yeah.
Until I got there.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit.
I ain't gonna lie. My block got houses. But it's the hood, though. Like, my block look nice. But, like, people. And we gotta remember, they was nice places before.
Yeah.
They just got turned to the trenches. Like, oh, this hard shit. Like, where we be at?
I don't know. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know when that shit was nice. Well, like.
Well, yeah, right. You from the project. So this shit just been a slap dead building right here. Just a slap dead building since 1994 and shit.
Way before that.
1960 and shit. Your grandma was in your building before you. That's how that shit be.
No, facts.
I had time for that.
Nigga, they blew down Murphy Homes in like 97. Like, you was born in what? 2003? 2003?
Damn,
2003. I meant to say, I'm old, bro. I'm sorry. 2003, that's what I meant to say. 2003.
Oh, bro.
I'm fucking. Yo, so wait, let's get to some music real quick. Polo G was one of like your influences.
Facts.
He was like one of the first niggas that tried to sign you?
No, he just co-signed me. He didn't try to sign me. He just like first one to put me on his gram and shit.
Y'all just dropped something yesterday. A couple days ago?
Yesterday.
That wasn't y'all first time dropping something
together. Yeah, it was our first time dropping something together.
Going back, if you can, right? Just some reflecting moment.
Mm-hmm.
Him co-signing you to you dropping a song with him and G Herbo, right?
Yeah, facts.
Reflect on that. How was that?
My manager just asked me the other day, talking about it's a big step in my career. It is. But I ain't gonna lie, it's like I went through it already, so it's like we didn't have the song for like 2-3 weeks. So I probably done listened to the song 1,000 times and finally let it settle in. Like, yeah, I got the song, but dropping it and just giving that shit to my fans and shit, it felt good. Cause I ain't gonna lie. And in the rap game right now, your fans never satisfied. Mm-hmm. I learned that. Like, they never satisfied. I just dropped a song with G Herbo and them, and now next week if I drop some goofy shit, they gonna be like, man, you nigga, I just dropped with Polo G and her. They want me to, after this, they gonna want me to drop a song with Kanye West. Yeah. And after Kanye West, I'm gonna have to go do song some shit with Tupac.
They gonna want you standing next to Trump or some shit. Like, it's over now. Tweaking. Facts.
So, but they felt good, though.
I feel like you're on a good run, though. From my research, bro, I feel like the music that I've listened to, it's been some heat.
Fact.
Like, I mean, the numbers is crazy. And I feel like you got motion right now. Like,
yeah, I ain't gonna lie. And people don't be giving me my credit for. I did a lot of shit quick as hell. Like, I did a lot of shit quick as hell.
What you mean they don't give you credit?
They don't, people be hating on Bro Grady. Like,
what you mean?
I read my comments all the time, for just read comments like I be on Instagram all day, for and my phone all day. So I read everything. You just gotta read.
Don't be one of them niggas, bro.
I swear
that
God.
Be y'all niggas that get some clout, bro.
What?
Let me tell you, bro. You got millions of niggas
for rocking with me.
Rocking with you.
Facts.
And you probably see 5 comments of niggas hating like niggas be hating.
No, this shit.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Get deeper than deep. Like, I be saying like other shit. Just like people comparing people together and da 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 all shit like that. And they just be dick around. Like
what?
Dumb shit. Like, you just have
give me
shit.
One. Give me one.
Like, I'll be scrolling and then it'll be like, this 5 artists versus this 5 artists. Every time I look up, they putting me number 7, number 10, all the way at the bottom of the list. I'm like, what the fuck? Is y'all don't know what the fuck been happening? But I ain't been dropping for a long ass time though. So
okay, so 5, like when you say 5 artists, what, like, we talking about like the hottest young niggas coming
yes.
up?
Yes.
So give me your top 5 young niggas coming up then.
All the young niggas that's coming up, I fuck with them.
No. Give me your top 5.
Right now, I'm gonna give it to Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
Bloodhound Q50, Big Op, he ain't dropping no music in a minute. Fesso, Skrilli G.
Damn. Yeah. I gotta get hip.
Yeah.
I gotta get hip. But so you say your top 5, right?
Yeah.
Is a nigga that you left off that's probably going crazy. That don't mean you hating on a nigga. That's what I'm saying. You ain't hating on the nigga.
I'm thinking right now. It ain't no really, it ain't no other motherfuckers turning up the city right now.
Oh, you talking about just Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay. So you feel like you get left out of niggas talk when it comes to Chicago?
Yeah. You think I'm talking about worldwide?
Yeah, I'm thinking, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Nah, I'm really fresh, still like a freshman in this shit. So I ain't expecting to be like with everybody, like Herb, Polo, and all the other rappers that drop. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about in Iraq.
I feel like you probably one of the niggas that I've been hearing the most coming out of Chicago.
Exactly. And then they'll still say some dumb shit like put another motherfucker at the top, like, you know?
That walked me into the next question. Do you feel like sometimes it be the comments that really entice this beef shit? like this rap shit? Like, do you feel like a lot of the comments be influencing shit?
Yeah, if it get the right attention, like if it get the right attention, and then a nigga really get mad over the shit, or if it's really true and it really finally getting glorified, yeah.
Because that's what I'm saying. I feel like it be a lot. It don't be like the niggas itself.
Yeah.
It be a bunch of the outside shit.
That's, yeah.
And niggas can ignore the outside shit. Niggas can live a happy life.
Yeah, but everybody in the right fuck with each other, though. So it's like, it'll never be none of that.
You going to sit up here and tell me that lie?
No. I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about all the rappers that's coming up right now.
Okay.
Like, we all can do a song with each other.
Oh, that's fire. How far has Chicago come in that aspect then?
Not that far.
What you mean?
I ain't gonna lie, I feel like we, this generation, the one who did it the most. Like, and we all did songs with each other.
So everybody. That means y'all came a long way then?
Yeah, yeah.
When you can come back to Chicago and do that, like, what does that mean to the city? Like, because for the people that don't know, like, right, I'm just doing media. Like, you got niggas that cover the media.
Yeah.
They do this shit like academics back war in Chirac. They cover it. They don't really understand. The niggas not really in it. So for you being in it, what does that mean to the city?
Shit, that is just new motherfuckers coming out and just, it ain't just stuck in one neighborhood to where your ops can get famous at the same time as you, and now y'all really the only thing motherfuckers focusing on. We got motherfuckers from the west side, south side, the burbs, shit, Indiana, shit, and they all coming up together. So instead of just being one-sided, like, the GDs and the BDs and shit like that, you know?
No, that's hard. Yo, you just got signed how long ago?
I got signed around my birthday, April. Like, so I've been signed for like 5-6 months.
6 months. How you liking it so far?
It's decent. It's decent. It's fun. It was fun as hell in the beginning. Like, as soon as I got signed, it was the most fun shit ever. Because I signed right before I dropped my album, my first mixtape. So I did my press run and shit. And it was just like the best thing ever to me. I went to like 4 different states and I had a lot of money. So I just did whatever I wanted to do.
So wait, they give you like a big advance?
No.
What happened?
Ain't nothing happened. I just signed.
So what they sign you for, nigga?
Nothing. What? I was trying to tell people, bro. I'm still broke, bro.
I ain't asking what's in your pocket, nigga. I'm saying they had to give you an advance because you just said they ain't give you nothing. You say you won a lot of C's, a lot of money.
Yeah.
The label ain't give you that money?
No.
That's bullshit.
No, that's not. Bro, go read my deal, bro.
Where is it?
I got one of the best deals, bro.
What is it?
I got to do 7 projects. I'm on my second one. I had a $7,500 advance, and I own 3% of my royalties.
You said that's cap? What'd you say? She said that cap?
No, that's not cap. And nobody said that.
Oh. I thought somebody said he lied.
None of them know nothing about my deal.
Okay.
This is my first time speaking about it.
Oh, that's dope. So they don't own all your shit?
No, I own 3%. They own 97%.
Have you talked to... Is that good? I don't know. I feel like you fucking with me now.
No, I got a good lawyer and everything. I'm turned.
How different is that compared to the average deal? I have no clue. Like, I know you're talking to some old hits, some OGs.
The average deal, they get a lot of money. Then they just think like, oh, they set for life. And now
they don't owe none of that shit.
They owed it. Now they spend all their money. And now they don't got no money. And now their music going down. So now they owe their label money. I only took $7,500.
You're not trolling though, right?
Not trolling.
Oh, no, that's hard.
I recouped off my first song.
Oh, that's hard. Where did you learn that from though? Like, get into the game though, honestly though.
No, get in the game about a deal?
Like, how did you, because a lot of niggas don't know that though. They go in, they get a lot of money and they owe.
I got, you asked me how I got signed?
No, not even how you got signed, but like, how did you know to go into it with this, I don't want to take too much.
Oh, I'm just playing, bro.
Bro, you can't. This nigga pissing me the fuck off, bro. Why are you fucking trolling me? I like a fucking... That's why I'm like, wait, what the fuck is he talking about? I'm confused. Like, yo, you pissing me the fuck off.
AJ.
I don't want to know why he signed, nigga. Like, that's what everybody asks, nigga.
That's worse than a 360.
That's why I'm like, wait, 3%? Like, wait, what? Nigga, that's what I'm... Bro, I don't know what the fuck. That's gonna go viral. Fuck it. I'm like, yo, what? I'm like, what the fuck is he? That's why I'm confused, bro. But I'm trying not to pry too much. And the nigga is doing, I'm like, I'm trying not to like, I'm trying not to make the nigga uncomfortable.
You trying not to say like, boy, you dumb as hell,
bro. I'm trying not. Like, in my mind, I'm like, yo.
Oh, bro.
Because you know me. Like, you know I'm like, but I'm like, nah, I want to make this man uncomfortable in the interview.
Oh, bro, great.
Why the fuck you playing with me?
Oh, bro, great. If a nigga starts saying that shit. Oh, bro, great. Oh, bro, great.
I'm about to put the fuck.
Nah, dude,
Bro, I'm asking you some real shit, and you playing in my motherfucking face.
Nah, though, I wouldn't even speak about like what, how much I got, and all that.
Nah, I don't care
shit.
How much you got. Like, I'm trying. Like, how did the situation happen?
Shit, I stayed consistent. I had a lot of labels hitting me up off the jump. Like, after literally, I ain't gonna say my first song. I dropped three
songs. I dropped Free Brick. Then I came back on deck. Boom! When I dropped Free Brick, I was buzzing in the city. Like that bitch did like 200K in like 2 weeks off the muscle though. Like, no IG, this just in Chicago. Like, so this real views just off Chicago. Like, people was 9 times out of 10 people riding around listening to this shit for real.
Aaron.
Then boom, I came back on deck, and that just sent me right through the roof. Like, literally. That's when I got fame. Shit, I started going crazy on TikTok, and all that shit. Boom.
What was the song that went crazy on TikTok?
On deck.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Now. That's when everything happened. Everything happened fast. Yeah. The song hit 1 million before I was even signed. Ain't bullshit. So that bitch went up. Literally, like I was in the studio working on my tape. I stay in the studio from like 4 o'clock in the afternoon to like 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm leaving the studio late as hell. So now I'm going to sleep at like 7 in the morning, waking up around like 4. Now I'm waking up, checking my phone on Bro Grady. Every day I went up and woke sleep, it was at least 2 new labels that text me on Bro Grady.
See, you see, this me and me need a drink, because you fucking playing too much. Fucking young niggas out here, man.
Goddamn young niggas, man.
Yo, so wait, why did you even say you had to sign it then? I feel like nowadays everybody doing that independent shit. Are you seeing? You don't, you want to come?
I chose who I signed with.
No, I ain't hear that. Why you choose
to sign?
Yeah. The NFL, as some niggas would say.
I'm not gonna lie, this probably gonna be the worst reason ever. I always tell people, bro, I wasn't gonna sign. I had a 2 week. I was gonna sign, but I wasn't gonna sign at the time I signed. I had a 2 week argument with my manager about me needing to sign in this week or next week. Only reason I really came to the conclusion to sign is because I was just asking him, like, okay, if I sign, how long is it gonna take for me to get my money? Da, 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 da. That shit take like, oh, it's a process, but should it take it? Like, it take a minute. They like, well, da, 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 da. I signed March 6th. I got my money like 3 days before my birthday. I signed just so I could have the money on my birthday, my 21st birthday. That was the only reason I signed.
I mean, shit, that's a hell of a feeling.
Yeah.
Coming from, pictures coming from nothing. Was it what you expected?
Well, I brought out a Lamborghini. I had $100,000 on me for the second time. I brought out $100,000 the first week, $100,000 the second, and my B-Day.
Oh, now we're getting into some real numbers, man. This is $7,500 bullshit.
Yeah. I spent like $7,500 on my birthday outfit, though.
That was my birthday outfit.
Who was he? I don't know. Whatever that means.
I was fresh as fuck.
But you went for your birthday outfit that you spent $7,500 on.
I had Sweeney hoodie.
Mary Jane. Nigga, that shit sound like it's $7,500 right there.
No, Sweeney, that bitch was like $1,300. And then Mary Jane, out of Mary store, you know them bitches, $1,070. And then my Ricks, I'm getting some $1,600. That's like $3,000, but $4,000, 4K. But that bitch really $7,500.
Whoa. This nigga, bro, it's crazy.
Plus the Lamborghini.
So you liking the NFL, like being signed? I feel like a lot of niggas say they don't fuck with the industry.
I was just gonna say, I ain't been in it long enough to say, oh man, I don't fuck with this shit. These niggas fake. Everybody I done met really was cool as hell. And I done met some niggas who say they ain't two with these niggas, and then I really look at them and be like, I see why you doing two with these niggas. Cause you corny, bro, cool as hell. Or it'd be like, I'm just getting ups and downs in this shit.
How would how has it been around the niggas that you actually, I mean, so to say, looked up to? Like, you did a music video with her, G Herbo.
Oh, bro, great. The first time I was around Polo, I walked up on my stage. It was the first thing I said to him. I said, what up, big bro? We started laughing. That shit was funny as hell. Mm. Oh, bro, great. That shit was just funny as hell. Then basically, I'm trolling them. I'm trolling you. I was trolling them. I was just being myself. And now everybody, I be seeing shit on the comments. They be like, Vaughn, just the little brother of everybody rapper. Like, I'm this little brother. They all older than me anyway, so shit, why not? So it's like, we locked in. So I just be laughing, kicking.
Who was somebody else you want to make music with them?
I ain't gonna lie, I did some shit with some motherfuckers, but I ain't gonna lie, I want to make some shit with you, Keith. I want to go on a different lane, too. I want to do some crazy shit.
Like, SRV?
Like, fool, even want to forget who I know who I was gonna say. Oh. I'm gonna say Mariah Carey, George.
How would that sound? What would it be about? What would it be about?
Yeah, Adele. I'll do some shit with Adele.
So Adele would be fire. But what would the song be about with Mariah Carey?
Christmas. I'm gonna show their ass. I'm a Glocks. I'm a Coles. I want all type of shit for Christmas.
Why you want a Glock for Christmas, bro? You're supposed to be away from this. Like, yo, I think. That's another thing. I feel like because y'all get so much motion from this drill shit, y'all gotta keep making it.
Fact. Because look, I ain't gonna lie. And that's why I always been a rat. Because ain't no nigga finna my op not finna. Yeah, that nigga got the money. He left the city. That nigga don't even be in the city. Yo, ass mine. I'm right here, same spot. I got this shit. Like, my video that blew me up, the Freak Brick video. Every time I shoot a video with a rapper or they come to the Chicago, I take them to the spot I shot the video at in my hood. Like, all my videos that I got with any other rapper, we shot a scene on my block.
You ain't had never have a situation where he was like, nah, I'm good, I don't want to go there?
Hell no. I'm going to say yes, but that's where we going. We got to go there.
Do niggas like, I feel like rappers, they say they, I feel like a lot of niggas be talking about this motherfucking come up shit, and I ain't never really see niggas really come up. Like, I don't believe it.
No, I ain't gonna lie, I was fucked up. I really came up. You go look at my IG. That's what the first motherfuckers, first thing people say about me in Chicago. You fun to go. You damn right.
Yeah, well, I said, what else you think? Like, of course, nigga.
Now you get it. I got some money and now you get it.
You feel like the niggas, you seen the niggas change around you?
Hell yeah. Before you even really get your big ass bag, like the real bag nigga shit you got, they fuck it up before you even get it. Like, you thinking I'm filthy rich. I'm just stepping my foot in the water. Slow down.
Even before you get the bag, I feel like when you get motion, you get a lot of views. Niggas associate views with money. Like, yo, you got it, bro.
Man, I had a million views. I had like 3 million views. I had like $300 in my pocket on Bulgari. When I was getting fresh, my YouTube channel, I was still getting my YouTube check. The highest YouTube check I had got before I signed was like 1,200, 1,300.
Why? Oh, because you was doing a lot of, you probably weren't getting paid for the music because of the beats.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of shit, but they was coming in, though.
But were you getting paid because the beats wasn't yours, right?
No, I don't know why. My YouTube never did that. People always say that. Like, oh, they demonetized my shit. My shit was always monetized. I don't know why. Like, my homie be asking me, like, man, bro, I got to pay for this beat. I'd be like, hell no, I ain't never paid for no beat, none of that.
Yo, you know, it's another thing that I fuck with about you, bro, is the fact that you don't smoke or drink or, like, do no drugs for real.
I was just on Instagram the other day with some motherfuckers. I was drinking lean. My DM went up. They said, if you got such, you said you don't do no drugs. I like, bro, chill, bro. I only be driving, sitting lean, like, sometimes, though. But I can stop that shit. Like,
you got to leave that shit alone. That shit make you fat.
I know I be getting big, though. That's because before I was rapping, though, like, when I was rapping, I was drinking green lean, like, a thing. Like, it was never a day I could go without no green lean. In Chicago, you get that shit. Real green lean, but, like, a whole pint.
What's the difference between
green and purple? It's like a big ass different white. That's like, boom. Oh, from shit. That's like,
nigga said.
That's like K Swiss and White Air Force One. Boy, like, oh, find a good of this in a girl tonight.
So you was drinking the K Swiss and lean?
Yeah.
Why? Because you couldn't afford the
Air Force? Couldn't afford that for a while. We drink K Swiss.
That shit gotta kill you fast, I feel like.
Hell no. That's what they give you at the regular doctor. That's, I ain't gonna lie, I still think green lean tastes better than purple lean. Because it's so sweet with his like candy.
So you stop that shit from good?
I can. Right now, though, I was just drinking something last night, though. You see, I'm right here regular. Like, if a nigga...
Nigga, you ain't regular. Nigga telling people what really happened.
What?
Nigga, this interview was still started at, like, 1 o'clock.
Oh, I came late.
He said I'm here regular. You gonna sit up here and lie, nigga?
I'm saying
that shit has you fucked up.
I'm saying I'm here regular, like, that's the way I'm moving, acting. Other niggas will wake up and need that shit soon as they wake up.
Oh, you gotta take... Like, it's really, like, real prescription drugs like that.
Yeah, that's how niggas be. They'll wake up. That's how niggas be. Who be hooked on shit. They act like they can't walk around without that shit.
So wait, if you wasn't drinking and smoking and doing no drugs, why you just all of a sudden start doing it back now?
What you mean? No, I'm telling you, I was drinking lean like a month ago.
But you stopped at one point.
Yeah, when I stopped drinking green lean, when I got my money, I stopped buying that shit.
So you just stopped drinking green lean and started drinking purple lean?
Yeah, but I stopped lean for a whole... Green Lee, I stopped that shit. And then I was with my rapper on. He like, man, taste this shit. I'm like, man, hell no. I taste that shit. And Fanta, pineapple Fanta, that shit was nasty. I'm like, man, hell no, I ain't drinking that shit. If I drink lean, I'm going to keep sipping green. And then my big brother threw some up in the cream soda. And I tasted it. And it killed like the whole taste of it. And it tasted good. So ever since then, I've been drinking the protein.
So who introduced you to that again?
A rapper introduced to
No. The
big brother.
The new soda that you like.
Cream soda.
The cream soda?
Oh, my big brother Matt, man.
So he got you hooked doing this shit now?
He got me hooked on shit.
And he says you like it.
Yeah, I like it.
And you've been drinking that shit ever since?
Not ever since. I don't want some days without that shit. I be waking up, that shit be... A line is $200. So if you're trying to get a fold, 2, 4, 6, 8, that's $800.
But you got it, fuck it.
Exactly. Some days I'll be waking up.
This thing is crazy.
Look, this is what I'm going to say. Some days I'll be waking up and be thinking like, I'm not going to spend $800 on that shit again. So
you still do?
If I get peer pressure, like, yeah, just go ahead back.
You know what
it is. Because it'd be rolling. Like, oh, look, Ian, this is what it really
so
is.
So it'd be your man.
Oh, bro, look. This is what it be right
here. Your man say shit.
Stop talking about it. We're going to stop talking about it.
No.
This is what it be. On broke bread, we'll get quiet. You know how you and your homies is just get quiet? Y'all trying to just figure out something to do with what I'd be like. Y'all trying to get off the lean? These niggas ain't got $800 to buy. You know they gonna say yeah. So it's like, I just wanted to do it anyways. But that'd be the whole killing part of it. I'd be like, y'all wanna get off the lean? They, yeah.
So, in other words, your man's got you drinking lean again.
Yeah.
I feel like the old heads, this is what we look at. Like, the young niggas, y'all the new, like, drug addicts. Like, y'all the new crackheads.
No.
What's the difference then?
Perks.
Young niggas is popping perks. Say y'all not.
I don't pop perks.
You might not.
I never.
But I feel like lean got some perks in it.
That not lean? No. Look, I'm fucking. Let me break it down.
Break it down.
It's a nigga like me. I can.
We kind of all this shit out.
Why? This is
no. This is the good part. Yeah.
It's a nigga like me. It's a nigga like me. He can chill off the drug. Off lean. I'm not even gonna say off the drug. It's a nigga that can chill off drug. Then it's a nigga who get irritated off the drug. Then it's a nigga who get irritated and can't afford the drug they need to be on. Then it's just a nigga who's off the drug over heavily and he just needs to stop before he die. Because he all lean, hurts, and all type of shit. He leaning over, scratching, and can barely walk. Those are the type of folk niggas on drugs. So, some niggas...
And which one is you?
Shit, I'm the one that can stop him at any time.
But I feel like every addict says that. Every addict be like, look.
I'm gonna stop drinking lean. You won't catch me drinking lean no more.
Nah, hold up. Cause you live here.
Yeah, you. Why do what with?
All right. We got it. Right. Do it for 30 days straight. Bet.
That shit easy.
Shake on it. How we going to know?
I'm gonna go on tour. I can't be drinking lean anyway.
He is lying.
I better go on tour then. I can't be drinking no lean, but. You gotta perform late at night. I'm getting off lean at night in the studio. I'm gonna be waking up at 5, 6 o'clock, ready. Gotta be ready to perform.
On the OD. What's that mean?
Breathe there.
Oh, I don't think so. My bad, y'all. I don't think so, but fuck it. So 30 days, you can do 30 days.
I can do longer than this.
We're gonna do better 30 days.
All right, bet.
You gonna do 30 days for real?
Do better.
Wait, when you going to tour?
I think my tour starts October 24th.
Was that one of y'all?
Oh, what are you? God, how are y'all tripping?
That's my birthday. I don't know. I think so when you take them out, bro?
October. 2 days before I go on tour. With a map.
With this map shit on camera, bro. Talk about some 21 top 7.
I dropped my album. That's my second mixtape. It's not going to be my album. My next one will be my album. So this is my second mixtape for my first year old album. It come out October 22nd, man. I ain't going to lie, that bitch retarded. Turned up my birth up. My shit is retarded for like Fall Go number one. Whoever bought Apple Music, I'm killing it, yeah. That's one.
That's that shit. That's what? The Adam 22 shit.
Adam 23.
That's that bullshit. You took himself.
Look, I said what I said. So Fall Go number one, what's his name?
You going to have to interview with him. The nigga that you know who run it.
Nah, this interview we have, he ain't going to want to be it. He might want to come late to
that. Nah, you know who run Apple.
Oh, Mark Zuckerberg. I'm going to go smoke with blood.
Nah, I'm
tweaking out.
I don't think it's Mark. Nah, I think the nigga that do the music, Apple Music, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Ebro. Ain't it? Don't Ebro got something to do with that? Huh? Yeah, you bet. Yeah, you can.
I don't know Ebro, but Ebro, man, we got to lock it in, Brody.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You
be smart.
Lock it in, bro.
Be smart, nigga.
Oh, bro, great. I ain't gonna lie, though. I got a lot of people on my shit. I got a lot of different shit on my album. My shit coming different. Everybody kept saying I was rapping like one way, but that was a lie. I still switch my shit up. Sure. My shit hard.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I don't be fucking with the new niggas' music, man. I listen. There's a couple songs I fuck with them. Like, that drill shit give me a headache.
Yeah.
Like, y'all niggas just be like...
overdoing it.
Not overdoing it. Like, y'all niggas just be like, really just talk about killing niggas. I'm 33, bro. Like, I'm trying to be with my family.
If you try to be with your family, don't listen to hard take thing.
Like, y'all just promoting the violence. Like, just... go. So, how you gonna ever, like, promote peace for real? You can't.
Yes, you can. I can definitely promote peace. I just really have to think about a way and think about it and sit down and really come up with a real plan that I believe in. I ain't just going to get out here and say, I'm going to spoil you.
Jokes aside, bro. Don't troll me, please.
I'm not.
Want some real shit. How do we be a better, like, because you're 21. How do we be a better representation for the niggas coming up? Honestly, though.
Really just guide them the right way. Don't send them off. Like, that's just that simple. Just don't send them off. Just really have them on the right shit. Like, niggas, we really sending the older guys really be sending niggas off. Like, to go do this dumbass shit. Like, sending they dumb ass out the river. And they so manipulative. They letting them send them off the river. So it's like, but for me though, I just go crazy with the kids. Just lock in with the kids. Like, that's all I'm saying. You have to really think up with a plan and how to do this. You can't just say, you got to do this to do it.
You seen, there's a video that went viral with T.I. and Boosie going on there.
On the Instagram?
About having guns in the video.
I'm not going to lie. I only was, man, any about how I said anything.
You ain't never watched how you said anything else on no interview.
Nah, because they
don't
probably,
come up here with that shit.
Nah, because I didn't talk to them before. I shook hands with both of his sons before, so I don't want to shake his hands and then get on the internet and be like, they yells from B2. But from where they come from and the way they act, it's like they don't supposed to be doing that. Like, I ain't gonna lie, my daddy was T.I.O. Boosie. I just be telling people I'm rich as hell. My daddy, Boosie, you fried out. I'm not finna be putting no guns in the video or all that. We can never go off another motherfucking name and say, this is my daddy. Like, this nigga's in Chicago who just straight, just off because who they people with. Like, don't play with him. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't gonna lie, sometimes I wish I could do that shit, but, that's the easiest slate in the street. So these niggas is y'all daddies. These ain't y'all uncles or your cousin. This is your daddy. Like, so what's your point that you gotta show like this, how you come? Your daddy Boosie is that's a legend. He beat a body or some shit like that.
Yeah, nah, Boosie is definitely...
That's your daddy. They know y'all. Look at your daddy. They know you a gangster. Look at your daddy, you know? So,
because somebody could say something similar to you. Yeah, that ain't, you don't got no rich fathers or nothing like that. But why guns in your videos?
What you mean? Because this is what we come to show y'all. Like, this is how we coming. They not coming like that. They coming from Boosie crib. I'm coming from my mama crib. A two-bedroom apartment with my gun and my homies. It's what we doing when we go outside.
So for you, it's more like explaining. This is what I can't. Yeah. It's more like representation. It's not like promoting. It's like, yo, this is what we had to really get into.
Right.
I understand that. But I guess I feel like sometimes it could just get misrepresented.
Yeah. Now though, like when our name got straight, but I ain't gonna say when my name got straight, I stopped putting guns into my video. Or Up and Guns, like that shit. Up and Guns, corny as hell. Like you start recording me, then I know why Up and Guns. That's so lame as hell. I stopped doing that shit. I just throw up a gang sign of something. You know I got my file on me.
Yo, tell me the where you from? It's called L Block?
Yeah.
L Block compared to like all the other places. What's the thing? You got any homies?
It's crazy, folks. It's crazy. I ain't gonna lie. My hood crazy as hell. All the crazy as hell.
What do I mean? You can't explain it? That's crazy? No. You can explain it without going into the details.
No, I was finna say some real shit. Shit, Adam 25 shit. Yeah.
You know I don't want that shit. Maybe. It clearly, because that's clearly the shit that's out.
My hood, we turned up and all burnt up, man. This on the gang, we get your dumb ass sucked up. That's the best way I can explain. Trying to knock my brother Grizzly back with those comments.
I'm gonna let you get out of here. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I do pray for niggas for real, man. Like, cause you got some motion, man. I want to continue to do
like, if I was on some big ass shit, you know what I would have said? Well, don't pray for me, nigga. Pray for my op, man. If I was on that time.
You would be. That's like when niggas be like, be safe. Like, another nigga be dangerous.
We say that. You have to be dangerous.
And that shit is stupid as shit.
No, it's not.
And I wouldn't be me if I ain't tell you this.
To be dangerous is to be a what?
Nigga, you could be safe. Nigga, being safe is making sure you good.
Oh, it's not being safe. They gonna run over your
ass. Nigga, you crazy. What? That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Nigga, being safe is knowing, being aware. That's that young nigga shit.
How is being safe or what?
Because I know my surroundings. And if a nigga play.
No. Being safe is like, now I'm not finna go this certain extent because I'm being safe. Now this nigga who moves the dangerous, he finna over-push over that extent because you want to play safe.
I feel like the niggas that's going to be in dangerous the niggas that be fucking crashing out. They the crash dummies. Niggas being dangerous. Go ahead, be dangerous.
Crash outs is just a fucking goofy. Like, go look up the shit niggas be saying niggas crashed out about and just look about how the way the shit was mapped out. His ass wanted to go to jail. Like
the nigga that just, I think the nigga just got charged for, rest in peace, Dove. Was that a crash out?
Well, I don't want to say shit about that situation, but if long live Dove, if it was any other way or any other people, no, it wouldn't have been a crash out. You just had to do it how you would do it. Niggas got money on their head every city.
Mm.
And they just did it like some fucking goofies.
I don't know, I feel like saying dangerous, you could be safe and still be a real nigga. When you get 30, you gonna be being safe.
I'm gonna be saying dangerous. When I be 30, at the rate I'm going right now, when I be 30, I won't even have to think about being safe or be dangerous.
You always will. That's the fucked up thing from where we come from. You always gonna think. It's always gonna be in you. That's the fucked up thing.
30.
When you 30, bro, is you from Chicago. So no matter where you go, and I think that's what really make us men, how we are.
By the time I'm 30, a lot of people not going to be here. And I'm going to be somewhat chill. So
this sucks.
We go to the end right there.
Yeah, get this nigga. Yeah, I appreciate you, bro. What's the name of the tape that's coming out?
Turned Up, Not Burnt Up. And just only going to get your dumb ass sunk up.
That's the name of the tape?
Turned Up, Not Burnt Up.
Okay, I want to say this nigga's crazy, bro.
The diss on the gang part, that's just the burnt up part.
Nah, man, this is good, man. This is good. My guy Vaughn, off 1700, Mr. J Hill, J Hill Podcast. It's a wrap. We out.
Fuck up.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.